Okay, so I was like figuring out whether I should talk about this now, but I just feel like why not, because I had such an amazing time. Something positive. So I don't know if I actually mentioned this. I don't think I did at any time way back when I did my podcast, but I went on a trip in September to a magical world, a place, a world that I thought I would never ever step into or ever go to, and I actually did. And I think it's probably the most, firstly, the most best thing I've ever done, and the most beautiful place that I've ever visited to date yet. And that was Bali. I went to Bali, Indonesia. A certain section of Bali called Ubud, which is probably the most spiritualist part of Indonesia, or spiritualist place to be, really. I found it to be very spiritual, very, very spiritual, and beautiful as well with it, you know. So yeah, I went in September. I can't recall the day now. When did I go? I think it was the 22nd that I went. Yeah, something like along those lines. Yeah, I think it was the 22nd of September that I went. I went for about 8 days with 3 friends, and we went to the part of Ubud in Indonesia, Bali, and it was generally incredible. Like, I had the most amazing time. I thought that, you know, when you see certain places and you're like, oh, like, yeah, it's in films, or like, yeah, it's on YouTube, or it's like, you know, you just watch it somewhere and you just think, wow, is that even a real place? And it's not until you actually are there and you step, you know, you step on their land, or you step on that beach, or you step in that accommodation, and you're just like, whoa. Like, whoa. Now, I'll admit, when I first got there, you know, I did take it all in. But you know when it doesn't hit you? Like, they always say, it doesn't actually hit you until you leave. Do you know what I mean? And in most cases, that was my situation. I feel like I was there and I could not believe I was there. But because it was just like, oh my God, we're here. There's so much things that has to be done. And, you know, yes, we want to relax, which we did. But it was so much things that we wanted to do. And it was so much, you know, it was just a lot, knowing that it was a build-up of waiting to go to this place, to escape this prison that I live in called London. So... Anyway, it was the most beautiful place that I would advise anybody to go to. And, you know, I think I did mention it, but no, actually, I think it was in my YouTube videos. On my YouTube channel, Paris Lorenzo, just a bit of marketing there. But yeah, and my vlog that I did, I mentioned, it was a part that I was speaking about, like, you know, just being there and not worrying about things and worrying about certain situations, like not worrying about your past life, meaning what you left before you entered, you know, Indonesia, or before you got on that plane, you know, or, you know, being someone who is black and, you know, worrying about traveling to certain situations, having to deal alone with being in the UK with situations, and then going to a different country where, well, there probably hardly isn't a lot of black people than there would be in the UK. You know, you kind of sit on your shoulder, you sit on your shoulder, and you're kind of like talking, you know, to yourself on the shoulder, like, is this a good idea? Should I go? Because, you know, I have it hard here. What the hell am I gonna get there? And, you know, that was the things that I was contemplating when I first agreed on going with my friends. Was the first thing was, what would be my approach? How would I be approached? And I feel really bad now, in a way. Like, I feel good that I did, but I feel slightly bad, I should say, because one shouldn't have to think like that, because on the other spectrum, there are people, you know, who may not think that way. And I'm talking about, like, white people, Asian people, you know, they may not think that way because, you know, they probably don't have to, or they don't see the reason to. And as a black person, I was telling myself that I should see and say the same thing. There shouldn't be a difference. What makes me different to any, I don't want to swear, but anyone else? Do you know what I mean? So anyway, that was one of the things that I had. And obviously there were other things out there to do with, what's the word? pickpocketing, that's it, like pickpocketing and like the haggling out there and like, you know, because people out there, they do have it really tough, very tough in terms of like trying to make a living, like dating, like it is a grind, like compared to where we are, like city people or people who are in a more like functional place, you know, it's like harder out there in a certain extent, like people are grinding, like I was gonna wait and get there, but for example, I was quite short, but the market, trust me, like it's real shit. Like they're out there to make their money because it's hard. They have to provide for their family. They have to provide food. They have to pay rent too, which probably I think is quite a bit out there. Yeah, it's quite a bit. Cheap for us, but harder for them, if that makes kind of sense. But yeah, like that was real. But that was another thing. But yeah, there were a few things that I was very worried about before actually making this decision going. And I just had to say to myself, P, I've seen the pictures. I've done a whole ton of research. Oh my God, a whole ton of research before I decided to go. And yeah, and then once I did that, I kind of settled on it and was like, yo, I'm actually about to step into paradise. Like I actually need to realize where I'm about to take my existence. And so yeah, got to Bali now. First day, we stayed in a hotel, a really beautiful hotel, like very beautiful hotel. Lovely people. The breakfast in the morning was fantastic, like absolutely fantastic. And then after that day, we then went straight to the villa, aka house, that we rented out or we paid for to stay in. And I will say now, that house was absolutely incredible. Like I never ever thought that I could ever again have my energy, my existence in such a place that's so beautiful. Like it was like, if you go on my Insta, which is again marketing Paris Lorenza, you'll see the pictures of like me in a pool and the forest straight ahead. That was literally like our view throughout the 8 days being there in the accommodation. Like it was the most beautiful place. And what sucks is there were no monkeys, which was irritating because I saw on some of the reviews that people were like, oh, there'll be some monkeys that came along, and it wasn't. There was a whole ton of geckos and like tarantula dinosaur spiders. But that did make the experience very, very good, I will say. It made it more exciting at times. Had us screaming our heads off and running across the whole house or villa the majority of the time. But it was fun, very fun. That's what makes the experience. But yeah, so we stayed in the villa, which was fantastic. And then, you know, throughout the upcoming days, we just went through the market, went to a whole ton of different places, like different temples. Like the temples are generally incredible. Like, there's been plenty of times when I would get emotional here, or when I was there, I would get emotional because they were so peaceful and so beautiful, and it meant so much to them, like so much. Like it is a routine daily for these people to go and very connect spiritually and really and truly indulge in themselves and have that ultimate spiritual connection. Do you know what I mean? Like it's real, but it's beautiful. Do you know what I mean? And that was really nice to see day in, day out when we would take our trips and stuff. And they have their little outfit wears, like the women have like these little like white, like white kind of, and it's hot weather too, put in mind, like, oh my God. So they'll have like these white kind of like, what's the word? Cardigan-ish, but like it's nicely patterned. So you can see a bit of skin, but it's bearable basically. Yeah. And then they would have like these beautiful long, like, wraps around them from their hips down, which would look beautiful as well. And the guys would have hats on, like these like really cool, like think of Aladdin and his hat, like the guys would have those. And again, similar kind of wear in terms of, they would have like white shirts and like black trousers and like this belt kind of thing that goes around them, which was really cool. But yeah, it was beautiful, like, and the colors were beautiful. But yeah, so there's a lot of those. Another thing that was a crucial thing, I think, for me, because I wanted to try, but very crucial to my friends that were with me, were the food. Now, there's a lot of things that I think a lot of people on the vlogs and YouTubes are skeptical about, but very excited about. And it is the food. The food is mainly known for its vegan food, you know, and nowadays in 2018, there's a whole load of vegans, which is great, fantastic. But yeah, Bali is one of those places where it's vegan central. For me, I've never really taken being a vegan that serious. There was a point before going that I was like, oh, let me try. But it's hard. You really have to kind of focus your energy and really put your heart into it. And you really just got to be very on it, basically. You know what I mean? It's nothing to play around. But yeah, so vegan restaurants. But the problem that we had was every restaurant we would go to would say vegetarian. And it would be that back and forth, like, okay, no egg, no milk, whatever. And, you know, I think that was one of the most, I think, kind of irritating things for us being there, you know, is the food. Food was fantastic when it was served. Like, the food that we got was epic, especially my food. Oh, freaking epic. Like, we went to a restaurant called, I have to remember it, guys, because it's actually amazing. What's it called? Claire Cafe, boom, that's it. Claire Cafe, yeah. If you ever go to Bali in Ubud, I don't know the actual section, I forgot the name, but if you just go to that section of Ubud in Bali, go to Claire Cafe. Like, their food is amazing. Like, I had these tacos with prawns and these things. Oh my god, sorry. It was so good. Oh my god, so good. And then you'll have the desserts as well, which were like, What did I have a lot of the time? I can't even recall it, but it was, what was it? Was it a cheesecake or something along those lines? But that right there, that shit was so good. But yeah, there were some nice things there in Bali, like nice food. Drinks were epic too, cheap as well, which was super, super good. So yeah, that was definitely a big, big, big bonus and a very important part of being there was the food, absolutely. And then the people were fantastic. Honestly, the people were so lovely. Like, there'll be times, right, where we would be walking along the streets, and funny enough, there was a lot of Australian people there. Like, firstly, I think it's because it's very close. I think it is on the map from where I remember. I think it's close, but there was a lot of Australian people and American people, and there'll be times where we would walk on the street, and, like, you know, we'll get a few compliments. Like, my friend will get a compliment for her outfit. Like, I remember one night we was walking back, I don't know what we was doing, but we was walking, and, like, there was a girl and another girl across the road, and they were like, oh my god, like, we so love your outfit. Like, literally screamed it from the other side. It was hilarious at the time, because we was like, what? Like, we're just walking. But it was nice, because it was like, oh, like, this is really nice. And then we would compliment a whole lot of people too when we was out there, or whoever we thought, you know, in the zone, it would just work, you know. So that's another thing that was really nice about Bali, is that everyone was very open, very opinionated, but in a very loyal, nice way, in a way, which was good. So yeah, Bali, that was really, really good. What else? And just being there. Oh yeah, the weather. Okay, the weather was fantastic. Like, oh my god. Like, these times we left, it was September in the UK, so it was kind of cold. Mainly cold. It was turning into that stage. Like, right now it's December, as we know, it's nearly Christmas, so it's freezing right now. Okay, it's like -1, which is ridiculous. But then it was like kind of stepping into that cold field sort of thing. So anyway, yeah, when we got there, and I remember the first day, I was like, oh my god, what have I stepped into? Like, it felt like a sauna times 50. Like, it was so hot the first day, I didn't know if I could deal with it. But it wasn't until a couple of days in that I was like, yo, like, this shit is good. Like, yeah, I'm from the Caribbean, so there shouldn't even have been issues. Hey, but no, it's been a minute, so I was really like, whoa, like, taken back. But I will say it was beautiful. Like, the weather was fantastic, especially on the day that we went to the beach in Seminyak, I think it was. That beach we went to, on my Insta, go on my Insta if you do, guys. It was lit. Like, that beach, oh, I'm getting teary-eyed now. It was so beautiful when I think back. Like, it was generally a beautiful beach. And the sunset was so perfect. When I say, like, the sun was right there, and it was orange, and it was like going down and down and down, and the tide of the water will go out. Oh, my friends. Hey, that shit is one of a kind. Like, them kind of pictures and images in your head, you can never forget, especially if it's your first time going to these places, or even just going that far, you know, from your yard, your house. It's like, whoa. But yeah, like, Bali was such an amazing trip. It's one of those life-changing trips that I genuinely feel like I will never forget in my young age that I went to. And I'm glad that I worked my ass off and saved my money and actually put in the time to pay for it and go. Do you know what I mean? Because the hardest thing for me, stupidly, was, well, not kind of, but kind of stupid, was actually saving up and like being committed and actually saying, yeah, I'm going continuously to myself. Because, you know, I want to travel and I don't live the life of Blue Ivy and Northwest, and, you know, we don't live the life like that. So we gotta just work hard and literally save our shit and stay committed to it and make it happen. And I'm glad I did, because, you know, I would not have experienced it. So yeah, but I would say to anyone that is wanting to travel and haven't traveled far or haven't done an 18-hour flight, which I experienced, okay? An 18-hour flight. If you haven't done that yet, I say go for it. You will get annoyed, you will get tired, you will get, you know, I'm talking about the journey, the flight. You will get irritated, you may want to go toilet a couple of times, hey. But at the end of the day, that's what makes the experience and that's what makes it fun. And you can look back and be like, I can't believe I actually friggin' did that, what? But I had the most amazing time that one could ever wish for. So yeah, for anyone traveling far or struggling right now or wondering whether they could save up, stay committed, say that you're gonna go, say that you wanna do it, see the vision. I had a mood board actually, and I actually printed out like pictures of Bali. At these times, I didn't wanna go Bali, but it was something that happened. And I printed the pictures and I put it on my board, and it came true and it happened. So I just think it's about you being committed, seeing the vision, saving up, even in small portions if you can. Do you know what I mean? 100. I started out with like, 100 a month for like 2 months. And then I tried to like add more, obviously. So like about 500 a month. For 500, you've already got a grand and something. It's just about being smart. Or 400, or 450. Like, it's just about trying to be smart with the amount and have two accounts as well, if you can, because I have two. One saving and one for my actual account, like, you know, money in and out thing. But yeah, so if you want to do it, go. That's one of the things that I will say, is go and travel. Go to places that you thought you will never go, because it will definitely be a moment for you to remember for the rest of your life. And I hope that I can definitely experience Bali again, but also experience other amazing places around the world that I thought I would never go to, you know? And I'm talking proper places that, like, yeah, I want to go to... I want to go to Portugal, Germany, and all that. I do, that's like Europe, I think, yeah, like that, yeah. But that's not a rush for me. I feel like that's, I want to go to places like Bali and like, I don't know, some other Philippine place, like somewhere, Hong Kong and Tokyo, these other places that I, you know, dream of going but never thought I would, and end up going, you know? That's what makes life, trust me. That's what makes you happy, and that truly is what makes life, really. When you really think about it, it is. You've generally dug yourself into other people's culture, and you've learned about their traditions, and you've learned about their world. And that is what life is about. So yeah, go, people, go. Enjoy yourself, experiment. And I hope that you all decide to do that for 2019. And I hope you all do experience somewhere magical for 2019. Let me know if anyone has traveled anywhere this year. Let me know if you've gone to somewhere magical, or if you've gone and experienced a crazy journey, or you've had a fantastic journey, or you've learned something massive whilst being on holiday in a different destination. Let me know. I'd love to know what you've been through this year in terms of travel. And yeah, that's it. Peace and love always.